The 14th characteristic of truth is inspirational.
Yes, inspiration is different than glamorization. So enthusiasm, you know, many people are impressed because a teacher is called a great avatar and has millions of followers worldwide. When you calibrate the avatar, the one I'm thinking about right now calibrates about 300, you see. Look at all the followers and look at the title. Theatrics, you know, there's costuming and posturing and, you know, it's always popular to wear a robe and sandals and have long hair and a staff, you know. That's the old Jesus symbol. I'm sure Jesus didn't even look like that. You know what I'm saying about that? Mm-hmm. So you get Hollywood theatrical gurus, you know, them saying they come on like they're on stage, you know.
Now, the 15th characteristic of truth is that it's non-materialistic.
Yes, spiritual truth is not interested in financial gain, wealth, pomp, etc. So, you know, there's many cults. They're not rare. They're common. Who fleece you financially, work you for money. It's really horrendous. And the sad things we get. If you're complete and total within yourself, of what good would be worldly wealth? Well, what happens is the cult leader of the religion, it's pretty easy to rationalize that. Well, if we have lots of money, then we can spread the good word and save the world. Thanks a lot. You and everybody else who's screwed religion out of its integrity has said exactly the same thing. For the sake of the good Lord, you can sign over all your goods to us. Yes. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, your wife can work for free in the kitchen, and we'll take over your kids at a certain age, and you can sign your property over to us right here, and now you've just saved your life, you know. So that's such thin rationalization. You wonder anybody can, you know. For the good of the faith, we need your wealth. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why is it always your wealth that they need? Your money.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point. Now, the 16th characteristic of truth is self-fulfilling.
Yes, it's already total and complete. It doesn't need to sell. So this is to counter, you know, proselytization, propagation, advertising, and promotion. A lot of these non-integrous groups, you know, they're peddling some simple spiritual technique. It's a simple technique which you can frankly read in any spiritual book. They'll take two sentences and build a whole program around that. Now they charge you $450 for a training weekend, workshops. In the meantime, they put out some very slick-looking advertising. You know, it's like investing in the gold market or something, these great big things that come in the mail. Then they have celebrities in there, you know, actresses and famous names and all, who swear by how wonderful this particular technique or something is, for which, of course, there is a charge. And many of these are even marketing systems. They're really marketing sales, whether you're selling vacuum cleaners or a specific spiritual technique. The marketing is exactly the same. The strategy is the same. The advertising is the same. They got a picture of the great leader, you know what I'm saying? And then they have celebrities telling you how wonderful their life is now. Mm-hmm. You know, they took the workshop on how to be happy. I'll tell you how to be happy. I already mentioned about 92 things. Just do any of them and you'll be happy.
But, you know, at the same time, Dr. Hawkins, you charge for your workshops. There's an exchange of money. How do they discern?
No, I don't charge for the workshop. I don't charge anything for the workshop. When you put on a lecture, you're going to have $10,000, $15,000 up front. No, there's legitimate costs, legitimate costs for publications and rental space, employees, et cetera. So if you're going to run a big meeting, for instance, you're going to have need a whole office staff to handle emails, mail, et cetera. At one hotel that we did in town, you had to put up $15,000 in advance. Plus you had to guarantee, I forget how many rooms, 100 rooms or something. And the rooms were like 100 and some odd a piece. So you're taking on about a $40,000, $50,000 obligation, you see. Well, to keep up with that, you're going to have to develop a whole commercialized marketing plan so you can see how these organizations get themselves into where they're at. Mm-hmm. They're going to promote it, get all this money. Now they're going to build this big hoopla lodge, or they're going to, you know, have a big spread someplace. That's going to cost millions. So what happens is you get into the necessity of constantly peddling, commercializing, promoting, proselytizing. And what is the intention there? What is the intention? No, but there's legitimate charges. I myself don't charge anything. I don't charge anything for a lecture. Whatever the circumstance is in that culture at that time, you know, you go along with. you've got to pay for parking space. You've got to pay for all these things. You got maybe, when we run a lecture, it takes 8 to 10 employees. Well, they're all on the payroll.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to rent the space. And then you have to have insurance on the space. And then you have to have an advance deposit. And then you have to have triplicates of the lease. And you have to have the lawyer look it over. Then you have to take out crowd insurance.
Right. So it's going to cost them. So
You can't put any public event on without it costing mm-hmm. about what we charge. So what we do is we cover it all.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the cost of the office staff. You know, you've got hundreds of people calling in for weeks and months, mm-hmm. making reservations, changing reservations, getting them into a motel and making all the arrangements, flight arrangements, pick us up at the airport. You have to have a whole staff to just process it.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're not talking about that kind of covering your expenses.
But then you also need to make a living. You also need to.
I don't need that to make a living. I had the biggest practice in the United States for 50 years. I don't need it to make a living at all.
So then for an authentic, integral spiritual teacher,
mm-hmm.
they should not make a profit on the speaking?
No, profit is a different concept. Making a living. Every minister makes a living and needs to make a living so that he can spend his time and energy helping his flock.
Mm-hmm.
That's not profit. He's not profiting over it. No, a integrous minister, obviously, is supported by the congregation. Mm-hmm. To profit means he goes out to his congregation now and begins to exploit them. And, of course, they hit the newspaper. You get a religious follower. You work him into a deal. So exploitation, profiteering is what I'm talking about, profiteering.
Mm-hmm.
No, you got to pay your minister because if the minister can't live a decent life, he can't put his energy into helping his flock.
Right, right.
So you got a legitimate need. You take a person well advanced in life, you know, they don't need the money. You know, they don't need the money. What would you do with it?
Mm-hmm.
You can only eat one steak at a time. You find that out no matter
Good
how rich
point.
You are. So the rest becomes an encumbrance, you see.
Right.